The Hidden People contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care.
Amelia! Amelia! Where are you?
Garrett? What's wrong?
Come down and hurry.
What's going on?
Where are Connor and Alfred?
Connor's still at school, of course. It's the middle of the day. Why aren't you at the office?
Where's Alfred?
Well, I don't know. He seemed pretty angry at you when he left the other day. He probably needs some time to cool off.
You need to find him now.
What happened? Why are you so frantic?
Mr. O'Toole, is something wrong?
Jameson, get our luggage from the basement. Everything you can find, and start packing our clothes.
May I ask what clothes I should pack? You have many suitcases, but you have far more closets.
Start with the things we wear most frequently. Actually, maybe start with the things we wear the least.
Garrett!
Not now, Amelia. Find Alfred.
Well, he's probably at his ridiculous job. Or at that Nissa's apartment.
Amelia, I do not give a shit where he is. Just find him. Now.
Mr. O'Toole, should I pack anything besides clothing?
Yes. Toiletries, laptops, tablets, and chargers.
Garrett, you're scaring me.
Jameson, why are you still standing there?
Sorry, sir. I'll get the luggage and pack your things.
I have to empty the safes, drain the bank accounts. I'll pick Connor up on my way back. Just find Alfred and tell him to meet us here. Or at the airport if he can't be here in the next 2 hours. Then pack all of your jewelry and any other heirlooms and can fit into a carry-on.
Where are we going? Why are we leaving?
It's not safe here for us. Not anymore. Something's happened with the Intended.
Your fraternity?
It's not a fraternity, Amelia. This is deadly serious. Men might be coming here to kill us, all right? Alfred and me for sure. Probably anyone else here too.
My God.
So, I need you to get your shit together and find our sons. Can you do that?
Yes, of course.
Good. Go. I love you. And we will protect this family.
Wickedness can be born and it can be created. The true test of redemption is how the wicked stand up to the darkness.
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People, starring Jordan Lopez, Alexander Chilton, Stephen Gogol, Sean Gunther, Xander Hildenbrandt, Stephen Kallenberg, and Luna Madison. Season 3, Episode 9, Without a Prayer, written by Chris Burnside, directed by Chris and Megan Burnside. Also starring Jacob Anderson, Zach Brown, Tara Brown, Saul Kaplan, Aaron Crane, Aaron Eckout Lopez, Danielle Gunther, Jameson Meyer, and Libby Scancarello.
And that's when we canceled the ritual, sealed the Norns away forever, and restored the timeline.
Incredible.
I'm so proud of you, Alfie.
I wouldn't believe a bit of this if Thomas didn't back it up.
Every word is true, hand to God.
Well, I have to hand it to you both. You actually saved the world. Alfie, saved the world. Unbelievable.
I am very impressed.
You were both fucking idiots.
Excuse me?
Yeah, did you hear the part about saving the world?
Saving the world? Really?
So let me get this straight. A fluke in the ritual accidentally erases me from existence, and you intentionally undid that.
Yes?
And you think this is saving the world? Try dooming it. You went to a world that was already safe. That's what you undid.
Oh, shit.
McKenna, they did it to save your life.
That's not what she means.
See? At least Nyssa gets it. In a world where I never existed, Neve never gets to awaken Vodon. I never bring him his eye. He is still the Magister's prisoner.
Oh. Yeah. I guess that's true.
So, congratulations. Not only did we awaken the dark evil god the first time, but we made the conscious choice to do it again.
McKenna, you didn't see what the other reality was like. It wasn't a good place.
For who? For Sam? That's what you mean, isn't it? Wasn't a good place for Sam. Seems like your actual sister had it pretty good in there.
There were other things, too.
What things, hmm? Explain to me what things were worth freeing Vodon. Sam in a trailer park? Sam married to someone else?
Shaylee died.
Only because of you!
McKenna, you're really saying I'm better off without you?
Dane was.
But without you, I never would have met Alfie.
Yep. Finally, something worth destroying the entire fucking world.
Hey! McKenna, you need to stop.
Nyssa was rich and successful. Riley was never pulled into all of this. Ron was alive. I am not worth all of that. I'm not worth any of that.
Shut up. They did what they did because they love you. And I helped, even if it wasn't exactly me. We all made that decision because we all love you. I love you.
Well, I think you would have gotten over it, considering you'd never have met me if I'd never existed.
What about all the fetches we saved from Arcadia and from the Reaping? They would still become child soldiers.
Does it matter if Vodon is around? We have no idea what evil plan he has. Best case scenario is world domination instead of just the literal end of the world.
Mac, we knew it just like George Bailey knew it. I wish you could have seen. You would understand the impact you've had on all of us.
You realize you can't win against him, right? He stacked the deck. He is the fucking deck. This was our one chance to undo our colossal fuck-up, and you blew it. Honestly, we probably deserve to lose at this point. We certainly don't want to win.
They stopped the Norns from rising. That was a major blow to Vodon.
How can you all be this dense?
I'm not. I actually think you might be right, Mac.
Nyss!
This was a real chance to prevent Vodon from carrying out whatever evil scheme he's cooking up. If we have an opportunity to stop whatever bad things he might do, we should probably seize it.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank your best friend for suggesting we kill you to save the world.
Shockingly, there are more lives on the line than just Max.
Right, so we need to save every life. If we start sacrificing some people to save others, how are we better than the villains?
Well, let's think about this. One life is one. Many lives are many ones. I'd say that if you add up all those ones, they'll be larger than the single one.
Not if you multiply them.
What?
Thomas, I'm not sure that analogy completely makes sense, but I like it anyway.
I am also on Team Save Everyone.
Well, that's cute, but it's irrelevant now. They gave up their chance. Vodon is probably out there somewhere right now, preparing his master plan.
Years of meticulous planning, and your humans almost undid it in a second.
To be fair, your looming awesomeness, the Master of Shadow was technically the one who led the humans in that particular task.
You did put him in charge of this. I was merely following our Lord's command.
I did not command you to unwrite my plan.
No, Vodon did not. This one's negligence and incompetence are to blame.
As if you could do any better.
Black Annis was not tasked with this, so Black Annis will never know. But yes, Black Annis would not have failed as these ones have.
My Cerulean cousin, you don't exactly have an excellent record of dealing with the halfling.
Black Annis had to let those ones win. Black Annis would not do something like kill the halfling. That would be a very stupid thing.
And your summoning did not even work. The Norns are still sealed away, and it will be a year and a day before they can be freed.
I do not know why it failed. We did everything correctly.
They failed because they erased McKenna Thorne. Her restoration could only happen if the ritual did not happen. Otherwise, you create a paradox, and so it failed.
Clearly the problem is working with humans. You keep inferior company, Puck.
In my defense, you were the one who couldn't complete the task. I have no problems keeping the humans in line. Right now, they are preparing retaliation against the traitor. Garrett O'Toole will be dealt with soon.
Enough! O'Toole may yet be useful. Do not kill him until I have a chance to speak with him. And when I say do not kill him, I mean that you will not kill him! Apparently, these things need to be clarified. One thing is clear to me. I need more competent help. Many of our greatest victories have come at the claws of the Marigna. We shall reclaim that former glory by reclaiming that plurality.
Black Annis's sisters?
We'll begin with one and see where that leads us. Come with me, Black Annis.
Keep mining Edgar's data. Maybe we can find out what else Vodon is planning.
I highly doubt they'll stick to any of those plans after we found out about Stonehenge.
Yeah, the data is useless now that we've been burned. We'll need new leads.
Oh my god, this is the 10th time my mom has called in the past hour.
Maybe you should answer. I know that you might not trust your dad anymore, but they're still your parents. You know, if something's wrong...
Thomas is right. You should answer.
Hello? Mom, slow down. What happened? The airport? Why the airport? No, tell me why. Tell me why or I'm not going anywhere. What? Shit. No, don't leave the house yet. I'm coming right over. No, I'll be there in 2 minutes.
What is it now?
The cult's blaming my dad for Stonehenge. They're coming to kill my family.
Oh no.
What? Why? Your dad had nothing to do with that.
Maybe they figured out that Alfie stole the intel when his dad brought him to the cult.
This is terrible. We have to help them.
Excuse me?
Mac, it's my family.
Your family who worships the big bad.
They don't, though. Remember what Garrett told Alfie? He doesn't even believe in all the Vodon stuff.
Even that's irrelevant. If we help them, they'll have a chance to change. To be better. If we don't help them, they'll never have the chance.
While this doesn't change my earlier position, I don't see any reason to let them die. Doing that doesn't save any lives.
I don't know.
Mac, think about Connor. He's only 5. He can't even be evil yet.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you.
We have to help Connor at least. I guess that means helping all of them.
Thank you, McKenna.
Shaylee, which of your houses is most secure?
The chateau has the best security and it's the most remote, but the flat in Munich is the least connected to me. No paper trail.
Edgar might be my inferior, but he's still good. We should go with whatever's the hardest to connect with us.
Right, okay. Shaylee and Alfie with me. We'll go to his parents' house and get them packed. Riley, you and Thomas go to Shaylee's flat. Scope it out to make sure it's safe, then get it prepared for Alfie's family. Nyssa, make sure you can't connect the flat to Shaylee. If you can't, I know Edgar can't.
Shouldn't Shaylee go to her flat? I've never even been there.
No, you're the only one I'm confident that no one on their side would recognize. Thomas is also mostly unconnected to all this, so he goes with you.
Besides, if Thomas goes, the O'Tooles will arrive to freshly baked muffins.
It's Germany, so I'm actually thinking strudel.
Give me your phone, Riley. Right, here's the address.
I'm on it.
Good. Let's do it.
Heroism can be born, and it can be created. Regardless of how they came to it, regardless of how much they want it, each of them will stand and fight.
Wellen Forest. Black Annis has not been here in many years.
8.5 centuries, but who's counting?
You, apparently. Do you remember where she fell?
Black Annis's sister fell in battle far from this place. But this place was Morgan's home. Black Annis brought Morgan here afterward to rest in that one's home until time repeated and the Marigna could ride again.
Your devotion to your sister is commendable. You truly are loyal.
Black Annis is only loyal to those ones who deserve Black Annis's respect. Vodon, Morgan, Mera, Tilda.
You honor me with your fealty.
Perhaps you shouldn't get too comfortable with her worship. You know how she wears masks to get what she wants.
Are we close to her resting place?
Nearly. Black Annis remembers that tree. Vodon can bring Morgan back. Vodon can restore the Marigna.
Death is merely one of my domains, Hanan.
Perhaps the witch is not the only one who wears masks. You hide the enormity of this task from her. Raising the dead might be within your power, but it is no simple feat. It will weaken you considerably.
The grip of the grave is nothing compared to my power.
Yes. Keep posing. Maybe hope she doesn't see you stagger out of this forest afterward.
Once you and your sister are reunited, we have a task. McKenna Thorne believes she has achieved a victory with the Norns. We must show her that her defiance is meaningless, and that we are still in control.
Oh my god!
Hi, Mom.
Did you just... But how did you...
We teleported. McKenna has magical powers. So does Shaylee.
Hi, Mrs. O'Toole.
But aren't you in prison?
Different McKenna.
I don't understand.
The two McKennas or the teleportation?
Yes?
No time to explain. Amelia, you need to pack. Now.
We're mostly packed already. Jameson is filling the rest of the suitcases now.
Alfred, I thought I... McKenna? Aren't you in prison?
Different McKenna.
Huh.
Yep.
Where's Connor?
I just brought him home from school. He was tired, so he's taking a nap.
You need to wake him. Get your things. We shouldn't waste time.
How did you know the cult was coming for you?
The intended?
So we actually say cow?
Not the time.
I... I might have tapped some of their phones.
What?
That's badass.
We own a telecommunications company, Amelia. Tapping phones isn't exactly out of my wheelhouse.
What did they say?
Nothing too specific. But they said the benefactor was looking for a scapegoat. And they mentioned the words, him and his son. They obviously meant me and Alfred.
Who's the benefactor?
He's the person who comes in for initiations.
Robin Goodfellow.
Is that his name?
Robin Goodfellow is a fictional character, Garrett, from Shakespeare.
He is very much real. All the more reason we cannot delay.
I'm just waiting for the bank. They needed time to process all the cash I want to withdraw. We need physical money. Digital isn't going to work anymore.
What's more important, your money or your lives?
How are we supposed to survive out of sight without money?
We can give you money.
I don't take handouts.
Says the guy who got his fortune by working for an evil cult.
I can pick up the money in an hour. That gives Connor time to sleep and Jameson time to finish packing. We should be safe until then, right? Nothing's happened yet.
Why are they taking so long? Why not just step right in and kill everyone?
Maybe it's just the cult doing this and not Robin. Humans can't step sideways. They would need to mobilize a hit squad. It could take some time.
Good point. They might also need multiple teams if they don't know exactly where all of you will be. We may have a little more time than we thought.
All right, we can wait. But get upstairs and stay away from the windows. If this hit squad is just humans, we can handle it. Amelia, what's wrong?
Alfred, your father and I were just thinking about something Shaylee said. If they're planning to come after us, they might be sending people to anywhere we might be.
That's what I would do.
Well, what about the school?
Oh no, that's publicly connected to all of us.
Yes, they definitely know about it.
They couldn't know about the fetches, right?
Doesn't matter. If they think the O'Tooles could be there, men with guns might be waiting outside it right now.
What are we gonna do?
Could we split up? Send Alfred to the school to check on it? He's probably safer away from us anyway.
I don't know.
I can take him there, McKenna. The school has security and I can lead them if the cult attacks.
Yeah, that's fine. I can handle whatever they throw at the house on my own.
I'm making the adult decision to go to the school right now, but if I miss Mac taking out an entire tactical team, I'm gonna be so pissed.
You could always watch it later on the security system.
Oh, good point. Mac, make sure to do all the cool fighting in rooms with cameras.
Come on, Alfie.
Don't worry, she'll keep him safe.
Oh, I know. I'm relieved he's out of danger. Can you help move the luggage downstairs? Jameson packed some of the bags to be much too heavy for us.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry about your parents, McKenna. I never got to tell you that.
Yeah, I kind of missed the funeral.
Your family has been through a lot. I'm truly sorry.
Thanks. That's nice of you.
It's just inside here.
Wait, Amelia, how did you know I could lift something Garrett couldn't?
I'm sorry.
Hello, McKenna. Come in.
The fuck? You sold me out?
She chose to save her family over you. Her loyalty to them earned my respect, and I agreed to spare them.
Vodon is merciful to the faithful who do not fail him.
Not the time, Violet Beauregard.
This is why you sent Alfie away.
He wouldn't let us take Alfred with us.
Alfred's loyalty, I'm afraid, lies too much with you, McKenna. I may spare the O'Tooles, but Alfred is a disciple of Thorn.
I don't have disciples. Only one of us is delusional enough to think he's a god.
Seriously, I do not know how you've let her live this long. The things that come out of her mouth.
It's like she's staining the language itself.
This one overrates language, but Black Ennis agrees that one is awful and should definitely die.
I see you've brought your disciples, though. Hey, old ones. The last time I saw you, I was unarmed. Want to see how this goes with all of us prepared?
Oh, McKenna, you've never killed anyone, have you? Well, no, you haven't. Not with your own hands, anyway. You stood by while the Magister died, which thanks for that. But for all your tough talk, you've never directly taken a life.
You think you know me?
You keep no secrets from me. I, however, have many to share with you. Robin, remove the old tools.
So spake Vodan. Come here, my three little pigs.
And now for one of those surprises.
Hello, McKenna. I am Morgan of the Morrigna.
Morgan of the Morrigna? Your parents weren't really creative, were they?
I am a child of Vodan, only god of the universe, creator and destroyer of existence.
Holy shit, they just keep getting more annoying, don't they? I'd rather listen to Black Annis's confusing babble over this.
Do not degrade my sister.
Your sister? Wait, the Morrigna. Oh shit, Black Annis, this is your sister? Wow. Forgive me for not seeing the resemblance.
What? Black Annis and Morgan are nearly twins!
Oh, sweetie. I hate to break it to you, but you are fucking hideous. Like, I get queasy thinking about your face. Your sister might be obnoxious, but she is a dime.
Tilda, this one is so mean!
Watch your tongue, halfling. My sister has so many good qualities that I cannot name them all.
Which is what everyone says about their ugly friend.
Hey! Black Annis will show this one ugly when this one sees her own entrails!
Hold, Black Annis. Your sister has slumbered in death for a long time. Let her stretch her legs and her vocal cords.
So spake Vodan.
Morgan's scream hurls McKenna through the far wall. She crashes to the ground in the backyard.
Right. Of course. Because this witch is also a banshee.
Morgan leaps through the hole in the wall and lands beside McKenna. She lifts her by the throat.
Given your continued existence to this point, I'd assume you would be hard to kill. It appears that was a hasty assumption.
The force of the Banshee's wail right into her face sends hairline fractures through McKenna's skull. Bits of skin peel away from her face. Hair rips from her scalp. Her ears bleed.
I was promised a battle, a test of my new vitality. Do you even fight back?
McKenna draws her scythe, but she holds it more like a crutch than a weapon.
Where is your bravado, halfling? Where are your mighty boasts, your confident threats? You have nothing to say? You are just content to lean on your weapon and conspicuously dart your eyes about, looking for a way out. Deciding if you can make it away from this place before I catch you and wear your skin as a cape.
Gotta say, I'm starting to see the family resemblance.
Come! Fight! You cannot turn and flee from me, you know this! The only way out is through.
McKenna lunges at the Banshee, trying to take her off guard. But Morgan steps into the strike and catches the handle of the scythe. She pivots, hurling both McKenna and the weapon through another wall of the house.
apparently, I get to die inside after all.
Are you so disappointing, or am I so glorious?
Why not both?
This one is no match for the Marigna!
Know this as you die, halfling. Morgan has ended you, and with your death, so too is all hope ended.
Ah, no iron claws, Morgan. McKenna does not die today.
You live to be defeated again. So spake Vodon.
Why? What was all this for?
You thought this was to kill you? Oh, McKenna, this was a show. If I wanted you dead, you would be dead. And here is the proof. So every time you think of defying me, every time you think, well, he hasn't killed me yet, you will know that you really do live and die at my whim. Your continued survival is not skill or even luck. It is my gift to you. When you pray to survive, I am the one answering that prayer. Come, Marigna, leave McKenna to think on this. We have more preparation.
So spake Vodon.
Before she can even move, and longer before she can stand. But she has survived worse, and she will survive this without a prayer. Unfortunately for Vodon, he's miscalculated. McKenna's already fully believed he was in control. Reiterating the futility yet again did not further convince her of it. Just started to piss her off.
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People. Executive producers Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers Alexa Fett Fisher, Sarah Gellner, Xander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, Jordan Lopez, and Catherine Seaton. Lead writer, Chris Burnside. Script editors, Megan Burnside and Alexa Fett Fisher. Sound design, score, and original music by Catherine Seaton. Audio production, McKinney Botts, Chris Burnside, and Catherine Seaton. For more on The Hidden People, visit our website at hiddenpeoplepodcast.com.